We're going to Italy next, to the city of Bergamo, celebrating after their team Atalanta won the Europa League final, European football's second biggest game, in Dublin last night. They beat Bayer Leverkusen 3-0 at the Aviva Stadium. Here's the sounds in the city last night as thousands of people celebrated another goal. Well, 4 years ago, the city about the size of Limerick made headlines around the world with pictures and sounds of army trucks transporting bodies out of the city. Its crematorium had been overwhelmed by COVID. Sergio Gandhi, the deputy mayor of the city, told Morning Ireland then that Ireland should prepare too for the worst. Today, he's celebrating. We spoke to him earlier.
Unforgettable, amazing, you know. 50,000 people seeing the match and 30, 40,000 people celebrating. Like you said, in the middle of the town after the match.
You didn't come to Dublin, no?
What? No, I didn't come to Dublin. I was here in Bergamo yesterday night.
But many of your friends were in Dublin?
Yeah, many. 8,000 or 9,000 people from Bergamo to Dublin yesterday. And many friends were there.
What will this win mean to Bergamo?
It's very, very important for us. Because it's a moment very different from some years ago, you remember.
Yes.
When there was a COVID in Bergamo, many people died. And so Bergamo has been able to start again from COVID to get a new spring and a view to the future. And so we are in the future. We'd like to have, you know, we dreamed of. And we and our thoughts now and our love, if I can, are for the people we left behind in these years, you know. So this victory give us a lot of confidence in ourselves for the future.
Sergio, I don't know if you remember, I spoke to you 4 years ago, the morning after army trucks went through your city. I asked you at the time if you were scared. You said yes. But I also asked you if you could imagine life when the virus was over, when COVID was over. At that time, it was very difficult. It's been a long journey for Bergamo.
Yeah, a very long journey. But we are strength. We are a strong town economically and socially. And we are very close to each other. And so we had a long journey, but a good one. From the COVID to today.
Your football team, Atalanta, not the biggest team in Italy, but in recent years, because this isn't the first time they've done well in Europe, even during COVID, they got to a Champions League semi-final. Your football team has given the town a lot of joy.
A lot of joy. And also, Atalanta is now a great reality of football. But it's also a big chance, a big opportunity for the town. We have now many opportunities for business and tourism. More than yesterday, you know.
Will you celebrate again when the team and half the town come home from Dublin?
I think so. I think we are going to have a bus along the city with the team today or maybe tomorrow.
And that was the deputy mayor of Bergamo, Sergio Gandhi, speaking to me earlier.